Hello, everybody. This is a recording of the internal microphones of the iPhone 5 and the iPhone 6. I have them stacked on top of each other, so the microphones are no more than a half an inch apart. So what you'll be hearing in this recording is the repeat of what I have been saying now, because obviously I can only play one at a time. So first you'll hear the iPhone 5, and then you'll hear the exact same thing on the iPhone 6. And the question is there a noticeable difference? I'm recording on Clear Record at 48 sampling rate, just to get the best quality I can. Clear Record is one of those apps that have the least limiting effect of any I know. Of course, the iPhone processing does some of that anyway, but this is as good as I can get with recording something that is just straight, non-limited voice. So the question is, what do you hear? Let's listen to noise. I do have a very thin windscreen on both these mics, so that will dampen the upper end somewhat, but not a lot. So now you get to hear this all over again, recorded on the iPhone 6. Here we go. Hello, everybody. This is a recording of the internal microphones of the iPhone 5 and the iPhone 6. I have them stacked on top of each other, so the microphones are no more than a half an inch apart. So what you'll be hearing in this recording is the repeat of what I have been saying now, because obviously I can only play one at a time. So first you'll hear the iPhone 5, and then you'll hear the exact same thing on the iPhone 6. And the question is there a noticeable difference? I'm recording on Clear Record at 48 sampling rate, just to get the best quality I can. Clear Record is one of those apps that have the least limiting effect of any I know. Of course, the iPhone processing does some of that anyway, but this is as good as I can get with recording something that is just straight, non-limited voice. So the question is, what do you hear? Let's listen to noise. I don't think you'll hear much difference, and I do have a very thin windscreen on both these mics, so that will dampen the upper end somewhat, but not a lot. So now you get to hear this all over again, recorded on the iPhone 6. Here we go. And now we're back on the iPhone 6, using the app called BossJock, which is an app that allows one to bypass the circuitry of the iPhone and therefore causes the mic to sound a whole lot better than it does on the iPhone. It's actually what this mic is really capable of. This app is a nice app for recording podcasts and any other kind of presentation you want to do because it allows you to mix sound effects, music, fade them in, fade them out really easily on board the iPhone or the iPad or whatever iDevice you're using. It's a bit complicated, but you don't have to use all those features if you don't like. I'll be interested to see what you think about the two microphones, the 5 and the 6. Let me know. So we're at the end of this journey together, and this is Neil Ewers saying so long until we meet again next time via recording.